Near-infrared and optical observations of type ICSN 2021 KRF, dust formation and luminous late-time emission, by Arawan P. Ravi et al. We present near-infrared, near, and optical observations of the type IC supernova, SNIC, SN 2021 KRF obtained between days 13 and 259 at several ground-based telescopes. The near spectrum at day 68 exhibits a rising K-band continuum flux density longward of approximately 2.0, which is likely from freshly formed dust in the SN ejector. We estimate a carbon grain dust mass of approximately 2×10⁻¹⁵ m sun and a dust temperature of approximately 900-1200 K associated with this rising continuum and suggest the dust has formed in SN ejector. Utilizing the one-dimensional multi-group radiation hydrodynamics code STELLAR, we present two degenerate progenitor solutions for SN 2021 KRF, characterized by CO star masses of 3.93 and 5.74 m sun, but with the same best fit ⁶ Ni mass of 0.11 m sun for early times, 0 to 70 days. At late times, 70 to 300 days, optical light curves of SN 2021 KRF decline substantially more slowly than that expected from ⁶ county radioactive decay. A late-time optical spectrum on day 259 shows strong Ca2 and Oi ejector lines from the SN. Lack of H and He lines in the late-time SN spectrum suggests the absence of significant interaction of the ejector with the circumstellar medium. We reproduce the entire bolometric light curve with a combination of radioactive decay and an additional powering source in the form of a central engine of a millisecond pulsar with a magnetic field smaller than that of a typical magnetar. This was near-infrared and optical observations of type ICSN 2021 KRF, dust formation and luminous late-time emission, by Arawan P. Ravi et al.